Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we always have Siri services in to talk to us. We've got Naomi, who's the business developer. Put my teeth back in. The business development officer. How are you, Naomi?
I'm very well, Alan. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And welcome to the studio, and also welcome to our audience. Naomi, you want to tell us a little bit about some of the events that have either just been on or coming up?
Yeah, sure. Well, I suppose it's been nice to be back face-to-face with a lot of people, and increasingly more so in the coming weeks, thanks to restrictions easing. But our leadership team recently joined together at Hillsville to have a bit of a workshop.
And think tank.
Yeah, pretty much. Lots of exciting things coming out of that, so that's exciting. And then we recently, our training team had a breakfast with local high schools to discuss the VETUS programs that are open to sort of year 10, 11, 12s, and lots of opportunities there. So that's kind of where we're coming from. And then coming up, tonight we've got the children's services have open nights at all of our centres at Yarra Junction, Churnside Park and Mount Evelyn. And then of course, the school holidays are kicking off this weekend, so we've got vacation care.
I can just hear the parents saying, terrific.
Oh, I know. It does feel like they've just gone back from remote learning and then we get them back again, but that's okay. Siri has options for people, so we've got vacation care at Wurrialik and Badger Creek, and then we've also got holiday program activities at Yarra Junction and Churnside Park.
So. And, of course, the schools were off for 2 weeks, were they?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, now they're back off for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this one can be the fun 2 weeks.
Yep.
No remote learning required, just lots of fun activities.
Yeah, and that's what it should be with the young children too. It shouldn't always be study, 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 should it?
No.
And I think at times, and I'm not having a shot at any schools here, sometimes there's a bit too much homework. I mean, the idea of when you finish for the day, you should be able to go home and kick the football or play in the sandpit or whatever you want to do. You can't always just be studying.
No, and I mean, our schools, I suppose our community schools, are a great testament to that too, just that real life learning. A lot of our programs do focus on that. Yep. Not nosing a book all day or long. There's lots of other stuff to learn.
And you know, I guess at the end of the schools, whatever schools it be, mainstream, private, public, it's not only a case of turning out educated people. You need to turn out citizens as well too, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm all for that. Yeah. Mm. Good people, with a good foundation of knowledge on what makes the world go round. Doesn't hurt, does it?
No, not at all. All right, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Just see that you're precious.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes past 12 and still sitting on 14 degrees. And I have with me Naomi from, she's a business development officer from Siri. We have Siri services in each month. Naomi, you want to tell us a bit about some training that's coming up?
Yeah, sorry to cut you off there. I'm so excited. So we kick off term three or semester two in July.
Half the year's gone.
I know, and hopefully onwards and upwards for the second half. So face-to-face training, of course, as long as we can. So that's amazing. We've got our Cert 3 in Early Childhood Education and Care, or ECEC. So
now that gives you a certificate, doesn't it, that you can take when you're looking for employment?
Absolutely. And with the early childhood and our other course, the Certificate 4 in Education Support, which is, you know, that few names for it, learning support, integration aid, those sorts of things in schools, we know that both of those sectors are just cannot get good staff.
I read the other day in the paper there's something like 1,200 that they need just in childcare.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got our childcare teams, you know, throughout the area, and we know from their experience that...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, quality staff. So that's part of, you know, what we're doing is trying to fill that need, and obviously we see it in-house as well as throughout the sector. So, yeah, we've got really good feedback on current students and past students getting those local jobs, which is really great too.
Are any of your courses still on Zoom, or are they all back in front of face-to-face?
Yeah, so the majority are face-to-face, and of course, you know, pending restrictions, we will continue as such.
Yep.
But we do offer the community services course online, because we did find that that one was quite successful, and it opens it up to students throughout all of Victoria to access Siri training.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what other sort of training have you got coming up?
Yeah, so we've got a range. So that's our sort of accredited team looking at those certificates and diploma levels. We also offer the work skills range, which is those little incidental qualifications. So
what sort of qualifications?
Yeah, so responsible service of alcohol. Yep. The white card to get into the construction industry.
Oh, you do that, do you?
Yes, we do. Yep. Food safety, food handling, those sorts of things. And, of course, first aid. So we can offer those either in-house as our regular calendar, which is all on our website.
Yep.
We also can provide that in a group setting. So if you've got a workplace or a school...
Oh, so you can go out to the workplace,
right? Absolutely. With a discount, of course, if you have enough people that want to participate.
And just in the Yarra Valley, or... How far do you go?
Look, we love local, of course, as you guys do.
Yep.
But wherever opportunities are, that's one great thing about Siri, that we're really flexible and wanting to work with people. So always open to opportunities.
So let's just develop that just only one more little bit.
Yep.
What sort of numbers would you need to go out to do it? Because you're obviously not going to go out for two people.
No, look, I think if there was probably around a dozen, you know, 10 to 15, that kind of number.
Which for first part. A workplace isn't a lot of people.
Not at all. And things like first aid, you know, it's an ongoing thing. We also have infection control for aged care services. Anyone, you know, in those sorts of sectors around the valley can definitely get in touch with us.
Is there any sort of delay in getting these services, or some of these training... The likes of the first aid, do you have to wait until it's filled, or do you run it every month, or how does that work?
No, so on our website it will be scheduled between Yarra Junction and Chirnside Park generally. There are two venues mainly for these sorts of courses.
Yep.
Usually it's over a 2-day for first aid, because you've got your basic and then your next level.
Yep.
But if it was a business or someone wanting to have their staff trained quite soon, especially, you know, infection control's quite timely at the moment in our climate. We can definitely support people on that.
Oh, that's terrific. And you say you've got a responsible service of alcohol coming up as well?
Yes, we do. So in July, that's up at Yarra Junction, and then in August it will be down at Chirnside Park.
And that's in the hub?
It is. Our community hubs at both locations.
Terrific. All right, look, we'll just take a quick break. I like small speakers. If they have music, they're wired for sound.
breakfast show.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I've got Siri Services with me, Naomi. Naomi, we've talked a little bit about training and you're having an open night for children's services tonight. So how are people going to get involved? How are they going to enrol?
Yeah, so obviously Siri has quite a few different teams throughout the area. Of course, yeah, our children's services have their open night tonight, which is a great chance for local families.
And that's where again?
Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn and Chirnside Park.
Oh, they're all open.
They are all open, yep, at the same time. One big night for that team.
One big happy family.
Yeah. So that's a great opportunity for, you know, kinder, whether they're this year or next year, three-year-old kinder's being funded as well next year. So,
well, and particularly now when we talk about nearly into July, I mean, people have got to start thinking about where they're going next year, don't they?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, it, you know, they're great teams to go meet and knowledge, you know, it's always good to meet local services and that kind of thing. So anyone free tonight, go along to those.
But that's mainly children's services.
That's the children's, yep, services one. We do have an open night for our schools coming up as well, but that's later in, let me see, July. That will be in July for our community schools.
What date in July?
Monday 26th for Berwick, and then Tuesday 27th for Mount Evelyn, and Thursday 29th for Yarra Junction.
Oh, well, no doubt, because Siri will be in next month, so we'll talk about that more.
I'm sure you'll hear more of that. Yes.
How are we going to enrol? Apart, if we can't go tonight,
yep,
what are we going to do?
So I suppose the best advice is to head to our website, and that, you know, we've got from children's services to the community hubs to all that accredited training and the work skills that we spoke about just before. So all of those details are on our website. There's an expression of interest forms, and one of our team will get back to you, you know, within the day or two, and get that enrolment underway.
Now, you've told us everything, but you haven't told us a website.
No, I haven't. So it is siri.org.au.
Now, hang on. We've got to keep plugging this. It's
C-I-R-E. For Siri, yes.
It's Siri server. Oh, no, it's just Siri, is it?
Just siri.org.au. So C-I-R-E.org.au.
No dots, is it? It's just a C-I-R-E.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Phone number?
1-300-835-235.
And again?
1-300-835-235.
Righto. And on the website, you said that there's you can put your interest in there, whatever. But what if someone wants to email you?
Yes. So they can just email us. We've got quite a few.
It'll be info at... What,
it will it? Be, yeah. So info at siri.org.au. And again, Siri with a C-I-R-E.
And again, what was it again, please?
Make me say it again. Info at siri.org.au.
Good night, everyone's got a pen straight away. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more. that's a CD that from a young guy who hails from Hillsville. That's why I like to promote it. He's one of our local people. And it's Cal Kennedy and the Dodge Ute. And I think everybody knows I like old cars anyway. But anyway, I think it's a great little single. And it's his first ever CD. I'd like to see that go somewhere for him. Anyway, let's get back. We're on Community Connections. I have Naomi with me from Siri Services. Naomi, now, we've just had this horrendous storm go through. And we do, first thing I must say is say thank you to all the volunteers that are out there, because some of these people are working day and night. Bear in mind, some of these people like the SCS and the CFA have all got jobs that they've got to get up to go to the next day. So work half the night, have 2 or 3 or 4 hours sleep, and then they go and do a job, and then they're back doing it the next night. And I think that's fantastic. And the other thing that we should mention too, I heard this morning that there are some looters getting up there, so please keep an eye on your neighbour's house. If they're not there because they haven't got power, and ring the police, because that is just a scum act to go into a storm-ravaged place and break into houses. It's just the pits. Anyway, let's get ourselves out of that. We're not here to talk about that. Naomi, so what happened with Siri and the storm?
Yeah, well, first of all, we were without power too. So we could So our Yarra Junction Hub and school, Chernside Park was still on, and our Mount Evelyn School lost power as well. So they all came back on quite quickly, thankfully. And the Chernside Park Community Hub became even more so for that hub. So we had a family from Warburton come down and spend the afternoon at Chernside Park just to charge devices and get warm. And you know, we've got some Lego there for the kids to keep amused, and just that kind of thing to help people feel a little bit safe. And you know,
because it's hard to imagine, isn't it, like you get up and you want to have a shower in the morning, you just go and have it. But I mean, for some of these people, they didn't have a shower for weeks. For days.
Well, and some still continue to not. So, of course, like you said, we echo that definitely, thanks to all the volunteers and, you know, and the paid people, the linesmen, the rest that are just working relentlessly to try and get people back online. So, our little bit that we can do is our community pantries at Yarra Junction and Chernside Park. They remain fully stocked.
So explain that to us first.
So Yarra Junction's open 24/7 down the back of the
24/7?
Yarra. 24/7? Yeah, at the back of the Yarra Junction Hub, down the little driveway off Warburton Highway there. Chernside Park's 9 till 5 during the business days, but that's all supported by community. So people donate anything they've got excess of in the pantry.
Mainly food.
Food. Yeah, well, toilet paper, which was, you know, the go-to item of 2021.
I can't believe that.
That's, you know, if we had an icon of the year, that's it. So, but, you know, just toiletries, those sorts of things. Some of the things that people just need and may not be in their budget that day or that week. So that's always available for the community. But we did see that get drawn on quite a lot more in the last few weeks as people, you know, with lockdown and then, of course, the storms backing onto that. It was quite challenging for a lot of people.
It's been terrible for some, hasn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, we continue to just do what we can. Of course, Wandon's a member of Siri's a member of Wandon Rotary. we are. So very proud to be associated with that great organisation too. So they're, of course, you know, straight in and helping everyone that they can. So they're part of that team. So we look forward to working with them more in the coming days
Rotary
and weeks.
Rotary are a great organisation and they tend to... Well, first of all, they've got hands-on, and secondly, they've got... usually there's a bit of money sitting there too, isn't it, for them to help people out.
Yeah, well, they've also got the Rotary Storm Relief Fund. Through Rotary Australia World Community Service. I'm definitely reading that. But, so, you know, always a great cause to donate if you do have any, you know, change left over from your Yarra Valley FM donations. also, you know, I'm sure people are aware by now, but the other services around with, you know, in Monbulk and Mount Dandenong Road, Mount Evelyn and Upway all, you know, there's all these little hubs around helping the community. So, as always, we're here to help if we can.
And nobody should just try and fight their way through by themselves.
Definitely not.
There's nothing wrong with asking for help after something the likes of this.
Oh, every day, you know, and it doesn't have to be a catastrophic event to prompt asking for help.
Well, this was.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, on the end of what a lot of people have found a really challenging 18 months, it's just that cherry on top, isn't it? So, there's always so many groups and people out to help.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just a case of popping down the hub just to have somebody else around. And you were saying about mobile phones and things like that. I've got a son that was involved up there, and we didn't hear from him for about two or three days. And when we did, I said to him, what went on? He said, well, I couldn't charge my phone.
Yeah, no, well, we've got Wi-Fi at the hubs and always happy to charge. And, you know, we've got IT support as well that we can provide loan devices, you know, a little iPad kind of thing for people that need it.
That's terrific. Yeah. And people, as I just said before, shouldn't try and battle on, because this has been a terrible time, and we're, as a community, we should be here to support those people.
Yeah, and I think the last 18 months have really shown that too, though, that, you know, even whether you ask or not, there's an army of us all waiting on standby to help where we can.
And I think if in 30 years' time, if you told people that we weren't allowed to go any further than 5 km from home, and at one stage you weren't allowed after, 10 o'clock at night, I don't think the next generation will believe you.
No,
I'd say you made it up.
This is my generation's story of we walked to school in the snow for 20 km, you know. We survived 3 days with no Wi-Fi and, you know, within 5 km of home. So that's our battle story.
A lot of these kids today, they can't last 10 minutes without Wi-Fi.
No, absolutely.
All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Sweat upon the brow, that's what
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to one. The hour goes very quickly, and we're still stuck on 14 degrees. We're going to try and get to 15, but hey, we might make it. And then down to 9 tonight, 15 tomorrow with showers. Oh, and there are late showers, either late this afternoon or early this evening. Then 9 to 15 tomorrow with showers, and Friday 13 and showers. Oh, I hate when we get down to 13s. And Saturday's 13 again and showers easy, and Sunday's 13 again with a shower or two. But then we pick up, Monday is 15 and partly cloudy, Tuesday's 16. So, you know, we get the real cold days. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here with Naomi from Siri Services. Now, Naomi, you were saying that there's some employment opportunities at Siri.
Yes, so a few exciting things on the go, but particularly in that children's services space, we've got a room leader position at Yarra Junction. So part of why I love working at Siri is how local everything is and how connected we are to the community. So
I suppose you can train the person through Siri, and then if they're successful, they can become part of Siri.
Absolutely, and we find that quite a lot. So we do have that Certificate 3 in Early Childhood Education and Care, or ECEC.
So let's just, you know what
yes,
that means.
I do, yep.
If a person does that, yep. what are they going to be qualified to do?
Yeah, so that's looking at going into that childcare setting.
As a helper?
As a helper, yes. Yep. And then obviously with the Cert 3, that is the entry level kind of position, but we do offer also the Cert 4.
So Cert 3,
yep.
And I guess we're saying Certificate 3.
Yes, we are.
Because we know what they mean, but not everybody listening does. So Cert you would be able to get a job in childcare.
Absolutely. And like we mentioned before, very easily at the moment, yep. because they're ready and waiting for people.
And what does Certificate 4 allow then?
Diploma as well. The diploma would get you into that room leader role.
Yep.
So Certificate 3 is the kinder assistant, family daycare educator, play group setting, that yep. sort of assistant educator role.
So if we've got someone listening today and they're interested in, and they've got the Cert 4, because that's what you're really looking for in that position, aren't you?
Cert 4 diploma.
Are they going to, they're going to ring the 1300 number?
Yeah, or definitely look on the website. If you go onto the website in the careers page.
Which is?
Siri.org.au with C-I-R-E. .org.au, that has all of our career opportunities in there, and it could be anything from a bus driver for our community schools to this room leader to executive or management positions in our corporate team.
Terrific. And of course, if they join an organisation like Siri, in the few years I've known them, it has certainly grown, hasn't it?
It keeps growing and growing, and I suppose that's one of the exciting things too about working with Siri. You never know what's around the corner, and there's always something exciting coming up, and teams growing, and lots of opportunities.
Terrific. All right, we'll take one quick break, and we'll be back with more.
If you love me and I love you, oh, wouldn't it be fine? Holding hands, kissing too, we'd have a real good time making love on a moonlit night. Starry skies, what a night for me. You and I together, steady company. Over and over. much I care. And if you say that you love me, happy we would be. You and I together, steady company.
And that took us way, way back to Cold Joy and the Joy Boys and Making Love After Midnight. Anyway, we're here with Siri Services. We've got Naomi here. Naomi, we've talked about a lot of different things, particularly employment opportunities, training. We haven't probably covered all the training opportunities, so people really need to go to your website, because I know you've got the responsible serving alcohol, but then you've got the food one. There's a heap of them. So now, how are they going to find out about these?
Yeah, so I suppose the best advice is if you're wanting to consider any sort of career changing, upskilling, any sort of learning at all.
It doesn't have to be a career changing course.
No.
I mean, I know I'm involved with an organisation. I want to do the responsible serving alcohol. So, I mean, and food handling. I mean, a lot of organisations like Lions and that, or any organisation who wants to do a barbecue needs to be certified too, don't they?
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, community meals at the moment are huge with people supporting all of our friends up in the hills.
Yep.
So food handling is always great to get. But, yeah, everything's on our website. So Siri.org.au, C-I-R-E.org.au. And so, yeah, have a browse through that. Our Facebook page and Instagram pages also have a lot of details on upcoming events.
And they are?
They are. Well, the Facebook page is just Siri at... Oh, no. There's so many. We've got Siri Training, Siri Services, Siri Community Hubs.
So I guess if they go into the search section, because I do know that Facebook's got a search section.
It does.
Type in C-I-R-E.
Yes, and you will have the full range of all of our pages.
Yep.
And definitely, I mean, follow as many as you like. I recommend following all of them because they're all great.
Yep.
But some will be more specific to people than others.
Yeah, and I guess one of the first things to do is really go into the website and look what training there is, because we haven't got enough time to cover all. We've talked about the food handling, we've talked about the RSA, but there's a lot of, and we've talked about children's services, but there are no doubt a variety of courses that we could have covered.
There definitely are. We've also got our Everyday Learners, which are, you know, a great group of people, most sort of living with difficulties, challenges, disabilities, those sorts of things, and they're great social groups.
And the other thing that we haven't mentioned too is that you do have childcare too, don't you?
We do, yes, on site, all around the valley,
yep.
So ranging right from our long daycare through to occasional care, kindergarten, and then the vacation care for primary school children as well.
And I guess that's coming up next week, isn't it?
It is, yes, fast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so excursions, incursions, lots of fun things going on, the Badger Creek and Woori Alec.
And, of course, for the young people, a lot of them have been locked down. They'll want to do something over the holidays too.
Absolutely. So there are options for full days of having activities, but if people are home with kids looking for something to do on those wintry days,
yep.
Our community hubs have a range of programs too for primary and secondary students.
And we'll have some cold weather coming up in the next two. Well, it always happens for school holidays, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, the July ones aren't super great, but, you know, good weather for the ducks.
So, Naomi, what are you going to do yourself for the school holidays, or are you working?
I'll work most of the way through. My daughter is eyeing off paint pouring at the community hub.
Paint pouring. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, she'll come home with two art pieces of, you know, acrylic paint on canvas.
But how do you do it? Do you just chip it on or what?
You'll have to come along to one of the courses, Alan.
Yeah, sounds all right.
Yeah. They've also got jewellery making and Lego and gaming, all sorts of things. But
I saw on, I think it was on Facebook, somebody got an electric fan and threw the paint at it.
Oh.
And then just let it go on the wall.
Yeah, that's not something. We'll do it at the hub, and I don't recommend kids do that at home either.
I don't recommend that to do at home anyway.
No, no. But, no, other than sort of trying to amuse the kids, I'll be at work getting ready for semester two for our training.
Semester three, is it?
Sorry, no, semester two. So term three. Semesters divide the year in half. So we've got two semesters a year.
Yep.
So quite a few of our courses do semester intake. So we kind of start at, term one and term three are our two big intakes. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, lots of exciting things coming up
there.
So
anybody needs to go to your website and have a look around. And if there's any problem, just go into the Google search, the CIRE, and I'm sure that'll bring it up. But the other thing is, too, it's 1300 835 235.
That's the one, yep. And, yep, if you call through Katie and Tanya or our customer service officers there, we'll be able to help with anything that you have heard about and want to learn more about.
And there's somebody there 5 days a week, is there?
Absolutely.
It's not one of these that there's only someone there 1 day a week or something.
No, no. 9 till 5, Monday to Friday, we're available and always online on Facebook, Instagram and our website too.
And we should just quickly mention that the Children's Services have got an open night again tonight,
yes.
So that anybody who's interested in those can go along to Yarra Junction.
Yes, Chernside Park and Mount Evelyn.
Mount Evelyn. That's terrific. Look, Naomi, it's been terrific having you along again, as we always enjoy having Siri along. And you were talking about your children.
Yes.
How did you go with homeschooling?
Oh, it was fabulous, Alan.
And that's something I know that I've mentioned here on a number of occasions, that we need to remember that a lot of these people, and you may have been doing the same, you were trying to do your work and
yes.
also trying to homeschool your own children.
We have a busy household of 5, so I was working full-time.
Oh, so you have 3 children?
I do have 3, yes.
Oh,
so
that'd be hard.
Year 7, year 8 and grade 5. So it's been a challenging start to high school for our 2 boys. But,
yeah.
So me working full-time, my husband self-employed. So thankfully I will give a very good shout out to Siri for being so supportive, because it was really great to have that support from an employment point of view. They understand learning, I suppose, which is a great benefit.
And something that I know, I've talked to this with the principal of your school as well, that some of those were trying to also teach kids at home as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of the teachers
and
had
shout
a,
out to the teachers who did the hard yards there too.
Yeah, they really did have
it. It was hard teaching 3 kids. I wouldn't envy trying to teach 30 plus my own.
Well, some of them had to do that.
Absolutely.
And also, not all of them, but some teachers are married to teachers, so you had the 2 teachers trying to teach, and also they had 2 or 3 children at home themselves. So they did a terrific job.
We all got through.
I've got to go.
Yes.
It's been terrific having you along. 1300
835 235.
That's the phone number.
Yep.
And there'll be someone right there right now, won't there?
Absolutely. Katie's on hand, ready to take all the calls.
Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you.